Okay, it's our pre-show. Hello, hello, hello. It's our pre-show for the 7th. I have an audition that I have to do, and I've got to, we're going to be out at Theater West today doing a rehearsal. Oh, man. I had a three-hour dentist appointment yesterday. I don't have any, my teeth weren't being pulled or anything. It was something entirely different, but where the hell is the, what am I looking for, man? I'm looking for what? The fuck am I looking for? I'm going through my phone. Oh, the audition. Okay, here it is. Due tomorrow. Because I said to them, can I get some extra time on this audition? They go, it's not due until tomorrow, Phil. For some reason, I thought it was due on Thursday. Okay, so in any event, oh, this is the project. Oh, this is the game. Maybe I'll get a job. Okay, I don't want to get into the particulars, but it is a game I'm auditioning for. Well, it'll be. I already told him once that I didn't want to do this, and there's some very good reasons for that. Okay, anyway, cool. So cool. As we proceed swimmingly toward our performance date, and then I'm going to take off and be with Jackie for a couple of weeks. And then, you know, then the schedule kind of opens up a little bit more, man, and life could very well, you know, be a cool thing. I don't know. what am I doing here? Okay. So, yeah, you know, fucking pissing down rain in L.A. the last 3 days, which is, you know, cool. You know, you say, well, we needed it. You know, it was very dry. Christ, we had fucking fires that burned everybody out. Everybody that I have ever heard of lost their home. Don was telling me, while he and Pam, their home was fine, probably not more than a mile away, there are houses along Grandview there in Sierra Madre that were lost. I said, I didn't know the fucking thing got that close, man. I knew it was up in the foothills. I didn't know it actually hit houses. He goes, yeah. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. All right, baby. So I'm grateful that my friends are all right. And, you know, people say thoughts and prayers. In my belief system, I try to be a little more positive than that. I don't want to get any more specific. But what's today? What did I say it was? 7th. So on the 7th, here's what we got, man. Ted Bell is in therapy or on meds. You're kidding. I got to love this. Ted Bell is in therapy or on meds as he rolls out Valentine's Day. Ward Nuxley is fired. You can't beat that with a stick, man. Ward Nuxley is fired. But, yeah, I don't know, man. It was a good day. You know, it's kind of kooky. Kind of kooky and kooky. We're all living through kooky times, aren't we? Kooky. Fucking times, man. Let's see. You guys know this song? Grazing in the grass is a gas, baby, can you dig it? Everything here is so clear, you can see. You know that song, Grazing in the Grass? That song started out as an instrumental by Hugh Masekela, who's a South African trumpet player, jazz trumpet player, and I loved it. I mean, what am I trying to say here, man? The instrumental version, you know, I dug. But then this group called Friends of Distinction came along and had to put words to it. Now, I got nothing against Friends of Distinction. I love that group. They did a song called Love Me or Let Me Be Lonely, which is really a fucking cool song, a terrific song. But I don't know, man. The fact they put lyrics to Grazing in the Grass kind of bugged me. So here's Grazing in the Grass, the instrumental. Oh, motherfucker. Do I even have it? I would think that I did, but maybe I don't. I would think that I did, but maybe I don't. Here it is, yeah. Here is the instrumental version of Grazing in the Grass. Fucking cool tune, I think. All right, that's Grazing in the Grass. That's the instrumental. I suggest you get it. It's very cool. And that's Hugh Masekela. And then it came to this group called Friends of Distinction. And like I said, they did a song that I really dug called Love Me or Let Me Be Lonely. But I don't know, man. Where the fuck is it? Here it is. It's so easy. I don't know, man. I just fucked it up for me. All of a sudden, that song having lyrics bothered me. Although the two chicks in this group are hot. All right, so that's my bitch. However, these cats did do a song, like I said, called Love Me or Let Me Be Lonely. Where's that song? Here's Phil's just, you know, rolling it out for you. Old school, old fucking school shit here. Cool song. I mean, it's a, you know, late 60s, early 70s R&B. There it is. There's Phil's old school for tonight. All right, we're going to go and do our thing, and I'll catch you cats on the flip-flop. I'll see you on the video log post-show.